Chapter 3, Killing the Keshi Demon and Vyomasura. On the order of King Kamsa, the terrible horse demon named Keshi went to Vrindavan. His long mane flew wild in the wind. His hooves dug up the ground. He whinnied so loudly and ferociously that everyone ran away. Krishna looked at the horse demon. Its big tail wheeled around and around in the sky like a big cloud. Lord Krishna stood in front of the Keshi demon and dared him to fight. The horse made a horrible sound, like a roaring lion. He rushed towards Krishna and tried to kick him. But Krishna was too fast for that galloping demon and moved around him a few times. Quickly, Krishna caught Keshi's legs and threw him 100 yards away. The angry horse demon got up and rushed towards Krishna again, this time with his mouth wide open. Just as Keshi came close enough to crush him, Krishna pushed his left hand into the demon's open mouth. Then Krishna's hand began to grow hotter and hotter and hotter, and then bigger and bigger inside Keshi's mouth. The Keshi demon squealed in pain, and all his teeth fell out. He was sweating all over. He coughed and he choked until he couldn't breathe anymore. He threw his four big legs in all directions. At last, his eyeballs popped out, and he passed stool and urine while breathing his last breath. When the horse lay down dead and still, his mouth became loose. Krishna easily pulled out his hand. All the demigods watching the wonderful fight showered flowers from the sky. How wonderful it was that Krishna had killed the Keshi demon. Later that morning, Krishna went to play with his friends on the top of Govardhan Hill. Some of the boys played the part of policemen, and some played as thieves. Some played the part of lambs. While they played like that, a demon named Vyomasura, the demon who flies in the sky, came to make trouble for everyone. He was the son of another great demon named Maya. These demons came to do wonderful magic things. Vyomasura played the part of a coward boy playing as a thief. He stole many boys who were playing the parts of lambs. One after another, he took away almost all the boys and put them into dark caves in the mountains and closed the mouths of the caves with big stones. Krishna knew the demon had played a terrible trick, so he caught Vyomasura exactly as a lion catches a lamb. Somehow, the demon made himself bigger and bigger. Soon he was as big as a hill. But Krishna just picked him up and threw him down very hard on the ground. The Vyomasura demon fell down dead, and Lord Krishna rushed to the caves where his friends were locked up. Quickly, he pulled the heavy rocks away and opened up the caves to let all his friends outside again. His friends and the demigods were very happy to see how wonderful Krishna had saved them all. And Krishna was very glad to see his happy friends again. They had finished their games for the day, and Krishna went back home to Vrindavan with all of his cows and friends. Jai Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.